بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم تصوير الحيوان في بساط أو حجر أو ثوب أو درهم. There is a chapter on the prohibition of making photos, images of living things, whether it is on rugs, stones, clothes, money, coins, notes, cushions, dinars, pillows, etc. Also, the prohibition of forming images on walls, paintings on walls, roofs, curtains, turbans, clothes, etc., and the command to obliterate images. That is, all photo making. In this chapter, it is discussed from hadith that it is haram, whether it in whichever form it may be, whether it is on clothing or whether it is on paper, whatever. And all ulama are unanimous that photos are haram. The difference amongst the ulama is how the photo is made. If it is drawn like an artist draws it, that all ulama are unanimous that that is haram. Other ulama say that if the photo is made, what we call a digital photo, all dots there, then that is not, they don't call that a photo. Therefore they say that is not haram. But anyone can see that that is a photo. Everyone calls it a photo. Everyone calls it a picture. So it's not how it is made, it is the photo that is haram. Not for how you make the photo. The photo itself is haram. So anyone will refer to that, I've got a picture of this, I've got a photo of this here, whether you took it on a digital camera or whatever. And photos, all ulama are unanimous that a photo is haram. And we should be also particular, as we will read one hadith also, it will come that malaika do not enter a house in which a dog is kept or where there is a photo displayed. So if we have to have photos like passports, ID cards, etc., then, or some people unfortunately have to have their newspapers, magazines, don't keep that in the bedroom as far as possible. If it is, it must be kept covered in the cupboard, etc. And newspapers, magazines, today that is a common thing also. In the lounge, newspapers will be lying around, magazines will be lying around, with all photos being displayed. And to hang photos on the walls, which is also common, or under the dressing table, glass, etc. And today, unfortunately, many people have got photos on their cell phones also. Photos of their babies, photos of the wife, of anyone, and also on the key ring, where the photo can be fitted in. Many people keep a photo there also. All this, we are keeping the malaika of rahmat away. It does not mean all malaika angels stay away from us. The malaika of adab will still come to us. But the malaika of rahmat, we ourselves are keeping them away when we are keeping all these photos, etc. Also, photo albums, whether it is of weddings, etc., or whether it's a thing of the past now, but that also in this is the command that they should be obliterated. They should be torn and thrown away. They should be burnt, all such photos. عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. حضرت ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said إن الذين يصنعون هذه الصور, these people who make these pictures, photos, يعذبون يوم القيامة, they will be punished on the day of Qiyamah, and their punishment will be in this way, يقال لهم أحيوا ما خلقتوا, that make alive that which you have created. In other words, you copied the system of Allah. That is, Allah is the sole creator, and you copied that. You made a picture, now you put life in this. And a person, of course, will never be able to put life in it. The prohibition here refers to images of animate objects such as human beings, animals, birds, fish, etc. Those photos are haram, the things which have got life in them. Things which do not have life, like for example, it is permissible to draw or create images of inanimate objects such as trees, buildings, mountains, rivers, etc., scenery, etc., that is permissible. But any living thing. Also, this is a common habit today that if you go to the Kruger National Park or something, we take photos of the animals. That also is not permissible. Today because you can take a photo on the phone free of charge. So people commonly in the house, anything, you just see photos being taken and being sent around. All, everywhere photos are sent around. The hadith provides a severe warning for the makers of animate objects, whether they are hand-drawn photographs from a camera or digital photography. Ulama state that if a person makes images of animate objects, that is, living things, with the intention of imitating Allah, if he makes this, takes a photo with the intention that I can also, how Allah made a human being, how Allah made a bird, I can also make. If he, with that intention, he takes a photo, then he will become a disbeliever. If one does so without this intention, that you are not a creator, he will be a flagrant sinner, an open sinner, and this hadith refers to that person. Because he imitated Allah's attribute of being the creator, he will be reprimanded by being commanded to place life into it. He will obviously not be able to do so and will thus be punished. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.